From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Talks on Syria to begin. The UN Special Envoy for Syria says the delayed intra-Syrian peace talks will start at the end of the week on January 29th, and invitations will be sent out on Tuesday. Lisa Schlein reports.
Government backers of different opposition groups have stalemated the talks so far because of their opinions as to who should and who should not be allowed to come to Geneva. UN mediator Stefan de Mistura says he wants to get the negotiations off on the right foot, so he will not divulge the names of the people on the invitation list. But he notes the Security Council considers Islamic State and the al-Nusra Front as terrorist organizations, so they will not be invited. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. is stepping up efforts to help Laos deal with such problems as hunger, the existence of unexploded bombs, and the need to provide access to technology in some areas. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry outlined the efforts during a Monday visit to Vientiane. He also held talks to lay the groundwork for a special ASEAN summit next month in California. Members of Libya's internationally recognized parliament have rejected a UN-sponsored unity government. The unity cabinet was part of an agreement aimed at ending the chaos that has engulfed the country since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The Associated Press quotes a Libyan House of Representatives member as saying that 90 out of 140 members attending Monday's session rejected the proposed cabinet. Suicide bombers Monday struck the town of Bodo on the Nigerian-Cameroon border. The blast killed at least 25 people and wounded many others. This is VOA News. In the U.S. presidential race, the latest opinion polls indicate former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is just about tied with Senator Bernie Sanders in the state of Iowa. On February 1st, Iowa will hold neighboring meetings to begin the process of choosing delegates who will participate in nominating conventions next summer. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz are far ahead of the rest of the field of 12 candidates in Iowa. Opinion polls give Trump the edge. The European Union Police Agency issued a report Monday saying the Islamic State and other militant groups are likely to carry out large-scale attacks in Europe. Europol says Europe is facing the most significant terrorist threat in over 10 years. The report says the attacks will be primarily directed at soft targets because of the impact it generates. A senior U.S. Treasury official is accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of corruption. Adam Zubin, who oversees U.S. Treasury sanctions, says the Kremlin leader uses his position to enrich his friends and allies at the expense of others. Zubin made the accusation in a BBC documentary scheduled for broadcast Monday evening. In the broadcast, he says the U.S. government has known of Mr. Putin's corruption for many, many years. A rare blast of winter weather has paralyzed much of eastern Asia, with temperatures falling to record lows in places accustomed to much warmer conditions. A combination of snow, sleet, and winds forced officials to cancel hundreds of flights and shut down schools. Scores of people, many of them elderly, are reported dead from the effects of the storm in Taiwan and Japan. The American East Coast is gradually shaking off the effects of a winter weekend storm. The weekend extended into Monday for many in the Washington area. U.S. government offices were closed for all but emergency employees as the city digs out streets and sidewalks. Serving all-day breakfast may have pulled fast food company McDonald's out of its long slump. In a report issued Monday, the company said fourth quarter sales at locations that had been open for more than a year rose 5.7%, the first growth in seven quarters. The medical aid group Doctors Without Borders is calling for guarantees from Yemen's warring parties that medical activities will be protected in accordance with international law. In a statement Monday, the medical charity said the conflict is being waged with a total disregard for the rules of war. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.